Warriors' ceiling is, and you do think they kind of got a break with the fact that they're not facing the Los Angeles Clippers of Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, but, you know, a Portland Blazers team that's kind of overachieved. Yep.
The Warriors, I mean, when we look back in history, they will be known as lucky. Last year they got to face the Grizzlies and the Rockets on the way to the finals. This year Chris Paul, like you said, and Blake Griffin get hurt. You know, if this is the Clippers right now with those two healthy, everything's different. Everything is on the line, because that would be a series that probably goes seven games. So this is one of the luckier teams of all time. They know that. Draymond Green says, I wouldn't be the player I am without Steph Curry. He's improved me so much. So I think, yeah, we can call the Warriors lucky, and they'll call themselves lucky. It takes luck to win championships like this. I mean, this isn't Kobe and Shaq here. This isn't the two most athletic dominant players in the league. They've built a system with ball movement and defense, and these players like each other. They go to work every day, and they rib each other, and they're in a group text together. I mean, they've built something here with Steve Kerr that's going to last a while. Now, Luke Walton leaving is going to throw a little bit of a wrench in things two ways. He's one of the guys. He's played in the NBA for so long. He retired in 2013, so he knows tendencies with the players around the league. So Draymond Green really respects Luke Walton for all the knowledge that he's given him about the NBA. Luke Walton, just 36 years old, he's hanging out with the players on the weekend and stuff. So losing him is going to be a different feeling. And then he goes to the Lakers. They got a top five pick. They got cap room. The Clippers might blow up. You're talking Chris Paul might be going to the Lakers. The Lakers could be a relevant team and a team the Warriors have to beat in the playoffs in the next couple of years. So losing Luke Walton is huge. But you're right. This team is lucky. They catch a lot of breaks. I think Steph Curry needs to come back before the Spurs series, get his legs underneath him, because if he's coming back game one against the Spurs and he's struggling, that's not the kind of energy and momentum you want to deal with losing at home to San Antonio. So everything here, though, you're right. They're lucky. They know it, and I'm lucky to cover them. It's fun as hell.
Now, is there any surprise, even when Steph Curry's come out, how seamlessly they haven't even missed a step since he's been away? So is there any surprise in terms of how they've been playing consistently?
I think there is surprise, and it's not being talked about enough how deadly they've been without him, because, and I wrote this yesterday, Klay Thompson, you'd expect him to take some type of step back, even if it's defensively or offensively. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He had to guard James Harden in the last round. He's guarding Lillard yesterday. Klay Thompson's playing the best basketball of his career right now without Curry. It shows you, if you put Klay Thompson on the Atlanta Hawks, I think the Hawks could beat the Cavs. If you put Klay Thompson on the Thunder right now, or if you put him on another team, Klay Thompson might be a top 10 player in the league is what he's proving. Draymond Green might be a top 10 player in the league. The Warriors might have three of the top 10 players in the league when you think about that. So they have so much depth. When you have Sean Livingston, a 6'7 point guard, I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. He doesn't turn the ball over because everyone guarding him is 6'2 or 6'3, so he's able to get passes anywhere he wants. This team is stacked. They're loaded. Harrison Barnes is a free agent. Festus Ezeliya is a free agent. Mo Spates, who's really come on as a big man who can shoot threes and score off the bench, is a free agent. You're going to have other NBA teams that will overpay to get Warriors players. A, it brings more fans to the seats. Look, we got this guy who's from a championship-winning team. B, people want to break up the Warriors. They don't want this team to last. So you're going to have teams overpaying for these guys. I think the Warriors will lose Harrison Barnes. I think he'll get an $85 million contract, possibly from your guys' Washington Wizards. They need a third piece to go alongside Bradley Beal and John Wall. Why not a 6'8 guy who hasn't really been given a chance here? He hasn't really fit into Golden State how they thought. So a lot going on with this team. I think they're exceeding everyone's expectations without Steph. They look dominant. Klay Thompson won that game in 12 minutes yesterday. Yep. At the end of the first quarter, that game was over. Not many players can do that. So, yeah, and I wrote it on KNBR.com. Klay Thompson, his legend is growing. And when it's all said and done, I think he's going to be the finals MVP this year. How about that?
Wow. I don't disagree with you, because I've been saying that all year. I think everyone is just going – it's too much into the moment, you know, crowning Steph Curry as the greatest ever. But I'm like, yo, this supporting cast is probably the greatest in the league right now. You know, Klay Thompson.
Yep, this year was the second most three-pointers of all time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he has the most three-pointers in a three-game stretch in the playoffs in NBA history. So his resume speaks for itself.
He's better than Reggie Miller and Ray Allen already, but he doesn't get the props because the league is changing and he's with Steph Curry.
Right, and he's, yeah.